Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the Fan Morning Show. I'm Ron Cook in for the guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours out there. The Fan Morning Show is presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. You know, I've been in this business a long time, and one of the great parts about it is you make great friends. And I've known this next guy for about 40 years, probably. And I had the nerve to actually have him ask him to join me live at 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving Day. And he said, yes, that's a pretty good friend. I'm talking about Jeff Hobson of Bengals.com. Jeff, how are you today?
Cookie, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks very much for having me on. Believe me, I sat next to you at enough Super Bowls to know what a great worker you are, and the great legion of writers down there led by you and Bouchette and Jerry Dulac. And I hear Caboli is on the IR with a torn Achilles. I can't believe that, but I know he'll be ready. He'll be ready for Sunday.
He was walking along, and his Achilles snapped. It just did. He was in California. He missed a game. You know, he had to be wheeled out. He was down in the runway praying that the players didn't see him. But apparently word spread because Ben did his meeting with the media yesterday and starts with thoughts and prayers for Caboli and his leg.
That's beautiful.
We were hoping that Tomlin would have said, Watt has a knee and Hayden has a foot and Caboli has a Achilles. And he said, maybe we'll leave the light on for him like he always says. We didn't get that from Tomlin, though. So, hey, let's talk this. Go ahead.
Did you ever think that we knew Ben was going to play, but we didn't know if Caboli was going to show?
You're right. So, you know, Mike Tomlin didn't even try to sugarcoat it. He didn't say this is a must-win for the Steelers, but he said this is a game we got to win. I mean, if the Bengals win, they go to 7-4, and the Steelers are 5-5-1. The Bengals would have two wins against them. I think they could kiss the division goodbye. What do you make of this game from the Bengals' standpoint?
Yeah, I think they're trying to put themselves in a cocoon. They had a grind job in Las Vegas, you know. So the great Marvin Lewis always used to say, "Don't make their problems our problems," you know. So because everybody's got problems. So because you know the Steelers obviously are, you know, if they lose, they're basically two out with, you know, six to play or whatever it would be. And that's, I mean, in this division, that's not good. But the Bengals are going to be, you know, if they lose, you know, their shots go down. I mean, they don't, you know, their chances go down the tubes too. I mean, they're just as desperate because, you know, they've got, they don't have a tougher schedule as the Steelers, but, you know, they're staring at home games with Baltimore and Mahomes and before they end the season in Cleveland. So, you know, I think the Bengals are just as desperate.
Butch, what do you make of them? Your Bengals, I mean, they had a great bounce back last week against Vegas after the bye week, but the two games before that, they lose to the Jets and then they get thumped in Cleveland. What do you make of them?
I think they're an emerging team, Cookie. I think they're, I think this roster they've got and the way they've got people signed up for the future is a legitimate deal. And they're going to be contenders, you know. I mean, as long as Burrow's the quarterback, they'll be contenders. But obviously the people he has around them are going to be around him for a while too. They're young. So I think I had this conversation with Willie Anderson yesterday, the great Bengals right tackle who's a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame for the second year in a row. And, you know, Willie said it kind of reminded him of the 2003 Bengals in the first year under Marvin Lewis, you know, 2003, 2004. Those teams went 16-16 before they won the division in 05. And there, it's kind of fun to watch because you know they're going to get there, but they is this going to be 05 where they win the division, or is it going to be 04 where they take their lumps and they make a run for next year? It's kind of interesting to see. This is kind of a hybrid of that 04-05 team, and it'll be interesting to see where they end up.
Joe Burrow's the real deal, isn't he?
Yeah, on and off the field, Cookie. He's a guy that they really look to him. He's a charismatic, magnetic leader, you know, and they believe in this guy. And, you know, he's starting to win games all kinds of ways. And, you know, you just kind of like how, you know, you've watched Big Ben evolve over the years and adapt to the offenses and the play callers that he has. And he can beat you a whole bunch of ways. And, you know, Joe, I thought, took a big step in Vegas. Gus Bradley, the defensive coordinator for the Raiders, just took away the deep ball, and just as way teams have done that the last 3 weeks with Jamar Chase. But, you know, he was patient. He went underneath. They really stuck with the run game. He had a career low of 48 yards passing, but I think it's probably the best game or one of the best games that he's played because he was patient, took what they gave him, didn't turn it over, and, you know, it's always, in November, when you can win on the road and keep in contention, that's a hell of a win, 148 yards or 448 yards.
We're talking to Jeff Hobson of Bengals.com about the Steelers and Bengals this week. You know, Mike Tomlin was asked about Jamar Chase the other day, and, you know, some people hear what they want to hear, and they said, Tomlin was ripping Jamar Chase that he isn't doing what he did earlier in the season on the deep ball. And Tomlin didn't say that at all. He said it's a sign of respect. He said maybe he snuck up on people early. He said now they know what he can do and they're taking it away. Jamar Chase and Burrow obviously played at LSU. The chemistry is there, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I was one of those, you know, skeptics because I wanted the left tackle at number five, to be quite honest, because I thought, you know, you get T. Higgins in with the first pick in the second round. Same year you get Burrow, and you're thinking, well, you get Burrow, so do you have to really spend a pick on a high pick on another receiver? That's the part of getting a quarterback overall, number one. But he, you know, clearly it was the right call because of that chemistry. You know, I mean, you can't underestimate it. They're not playing in their first year together. They're playing in their third year together. And you take all those packed practices and all those back shoulders and all those knowing looks, you know, that bomb in Pittsburgh at the end of the half back in September, that was a product where Chase came back to the huddle and said to Burrow, hey, I can do this. And they did. You know, that doesn't happen if that's the first year with a guy. You know, so I was wrong. A lot of people were wrong about taking a receiver that high. But I think it's that chemistry. How often can you reunite a Fred Blitnikoff Award winner with a Heisman Trophy winner? And I think that chemistry is the big thing with them.
Well, you're talking about the 34-yard touchdown pass late in the first half when the Bengals won 24-10 here on September 26th. I don't know what the status is of T.J. Watt, but, man, the Bengals got a little bit of a break that first game because Watt and Highsmith didn't play in it. And I didn't realize this until I, you know, looked back at the game. I knew the Steelers had a sack in 75 games in a row and that day because they didn't sack Burrow. But they never even touched Burrow in the entire game.
Yeah, look, this is going to be a completely different game. We might as well be talking about the no way you can compare what happened in September to what's going to happen now. We might as well talk about the war of the war of 18-12 in 2009. You know, we might because it's going to be a completely different game with Watt in there. Highsmith didn't play either. Number 18 Johnson, the wide receiver, didn't play either. So the Steelers are going to be completely different, and they're going to be a hell of a lot better. And they're going to be a hell of a lot better and a hell of a lot more desperate. It's a totally different game, you know. I mean, it's a, you know, and it's going to be, you know, and it's. Let's face it, it's all playoff games from now on. I mean, you know, it's a, this is like a wild, wild, wild card game.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. As Mike Tomlin likes to call it, AFC North Road Football. One more offense question. I want to ask you a little bit about the Bengals defense, Butch. Joe Mixon, pretty good running back, isn't he? I mean, maybe doesn't get some of the notoriety that some of the other guys do, but 123 yards, two touchdowns against the Raiders. I believe he's the fourth most productive running back in the league, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right, Ronnie. You know, and he's never carried it more than 18 times against Pittsburgh, and he's got a very good yards per against those guys. So it's going to be interesting to see you know, Tomlin talking about AFC North football. Do they give it to him 30 times again? You know, Bengals running backs traditionally down through the years have struggled against Pittsburgh, but Mixon's got a pretty good yards per. But like I said, he didn't have, you know, they didn't have Highsmith or Watt, so it's a completely different game. But Mixon can do it all, Ronnie. He can catch. To me, he's the most underrated player in the division, in my opinion. He really does a great job catching the ball too, you know. And he's an explosive guy. He just doesn't have, you know, he's got the jump cut. Everybody talks about his jump cut, but you know, he's got a little. He's not as good as Le'Veon Bell with the hesitation, but he's got a little dead leg and a little and some moves and he'll run over you, man. He'll run over you. He's one of these guys. You know, I haven't seen a guy. You know, he's in the tradition of Dylan and Cedric Benson and. You know, go all the way back to Pete Johnson. You know, he's that big Paul Brown back. You know, they like their backs big, and this guy's big, but he can move.
Butch, I know the Bengals invested in their defense millions and millions, holding the Raiders to 278 yards last week. That's been a big part of their success too, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I talked to Mike Daniels about this last week. He's a guy that's played in 10 playoff games. Used to play for the Packers. Went to 10 playoff games with the Packers. He's on the practice squad here, and Mike mentioned that there's a veteran, there's an NFC North veteran guy, and it comes down to the bigs. And this defensive line has been, it's the best defensive line, you know, up and down that I can ever remember them having. They've had Dunlap and Geno Atkins. But, you know, they've never been this good, I think, across the front in all four spots. You know, Trey Hendrickson, he's got 9.5 sacks. He's got a streak. I can't tell you the last time a Steelers team didn't have a streak and a Bengals defensive end did when it came to sacks. Hendrickson's had a sack in 6 straight. And I think T.J. Watt is the next best at 4. And he's been as advertised. He's the Bengals' richest free agent ever, and you know exactly what you needed. Hubbard on the other side, Ogunjobi, you guys know from Cleveland, good player at the three technique, very good player. DJ Reader is one of the top nose tackles in the league. They got a real good rotation, so that front has been really made them different. And you know, they're just a completely different back end. And one of the reasons is Mike Hilton, the old Steeler, who he played a terrific game last week in Vegas against Hunter Renfro, the slot receiver for the Raiders. Took him out of the game, you know. And Hilton's been so important off the field as a character guy, a culture guy. They really get their bang for the buck with him. He's been terrific.
Butch, before I let you go, I got to ask you, is Tyler Boyd keeping a low profile this week? He accused the Steelers of quitting at the end of the last game. Has he followed anything up on that this week?
No one has said a word. You know, no one has said a word. I mean, you know, there's a Bengals fan base and players that have lived through Joey Porter taunting them in the huddle and Mike Munchak pulling Reggie Nelson's hair. So, you know, these are things that are part of the rivalry. It's part of a great rivalry, you know, and it's truly a great rivalry. Tomlin's a great coach. I'm sure one day his name is going to be on a Hall of Fame ballot, and I'd probably have to vote for him because I've seen what he's done. He's done some great things with a whole bunch of different teams, and I like where he comes down on time. He's been really good about that, I think. So Boyd's a great player. I think he's a Pittsburgh guy. I think it's all part of the window. I just don't think it matters a whole hell of a lot. These guys get so much respect for each other when they play that, all that other stuff is noise.
All right. So. I'm going to ask you for your prediction. When you came here to Pittsburgh, I remember walking up to you and saying, I like your team today, and I think you did too, and the Bengals win. I kind of like the Steelers this week. What do you think?
I think it's a toss-up. I really do. I think it's a toss-up. I think Big Ben does not go quietly into the night. Harris is really good. Watt and Heiss, they're a completely different defense. Joe Hayden's such a great veteran player back there. Fitzpatrick is a walking turnover machine. It's going to be completely opposite of last September. I kind of see it might be a little high scoring, but I don't know. It could be. I think it's going to be a different. It won't be the war of 18-12 in 2009, and it won't be the 38-31 2005. But I think Burrow at home with Mixon and those weapons around him, and the defense back on track. I see the Bengals winning something like 24-20, 27-24. I think it comes down to the last 2 minutes. May come down to the two kickers. The great Chris Boswell is 6-for-6 from 50. The Bengals' great rookie kicker, Evan McPherson, is 6-for-7 from 50. I could see this thing coming down to like the 2012 game in Hines when the Bengals won the wild card and knocked the Steelers out. McPherson from 52 with 8 seconds left. That'd be about right.
Butch, I owe you one, man. I can't thank you enough for getting up on Thanksgiving morning to share your insights on the Bengals. I can't wait to see you Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium. I'll be shaking your hand and thanking you again, man. Have a great holiday with your family, okay?
Cookie, be safe. Thanks very much for having me on. Have a great holiday to all the great people in Pittsburgh.
All right, Butch Hobson, Bengals.com. I can't believe he agreed to come on with me. Thank you so much for that, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.